And he knew my grandmother was a wealthy lady. She was an only daughter. He knew he'd have to stay here. Yet he must have loved Mexico very much. And that's what my grandmother used to say, that perhaps he just didn't like our way of life. He was so saddened by hearing that national anthem and knowing he could not go back to Mexico. Nothing kept him legally from going. It was just his family.
Was he an American citizen?
No, he was a Mexican citizen.
So he didn't have to be an American citizen to live in the United States?
No, I don't think he ever got a visa. You just came across in a ferry and stayed here.
Now, your grandmother,
she was born here.
And so was her family from Roma?
Yes. That's my great-grandfather who was among the very first border patrols. Her father.
And before him, before your great-grandfather, the family was from Mexico?
There was no such thing as Mexico. Okay. And it was all Mexico, remember? And then they decided this was Texas.
Right. So your family has always been from here, then?
Always, always. Ever since they got deportación from the Spanish king.
So, did your grandmother or your grandfather on your mother's side, was there any education then, or did people go to school?
They had private tutors.
Oh, they did?
They all got together, like the girls. They learned grammar, but mostly they learned piano. They took piano lessons and sewing and embroidery. That's what they learned.
What about the men?
The men? I don't think they needed much education then. They were wealthy. They learned ranching from their parents. They survived.
That's all they needed.
That's all they needed. Yet one was among the first federal judges and the other was a border patrol. So they did okay.
Your father's family, one of your grandfathers there was a federal judge?
Yes.
Your father's father or your father's grandfather or what? Or do you know?
My father's grandfather.
Your great-grandfather,
yes,
was a federal judge.
My grandfather was among the founders of the First State Bank.
Your grandfather?
Yes. My great-grandfather.
Your great-grandfather. What bank was that?
In Rio Grande.
Does it have a name or?
First State Bank.
First State Bank. And tell about your husband. How old is he?
My husband is 45. He's almost 46. 45.
Is he Catholic also?
Yes.
What about his education?
My husband didn't go further than the ninth grade.
Is that common here then?
No, it wasn't common at all. He was just very restless. And it was at a time when he wanted to go to Korea. So he dropped school and went to the army, and that was that.
Here in Roma?
Actually, my husband is a very intelligent man.
Yes, ma'am, I think he is.
I think so. Of course, I might be biased. But he's very restless. Not anymore. He was.
He just left and went to
school. He just went and enlisted in the army.
And was there any trouble doing that then? I mean,
I don't think so. I think he forced my mother-in-law into signing some papers. And he left. I didn't know him then. Though we were local people, it was at a time when 6 years in difference in your ages means a lot. So if he was like 17, I must have been like 10 or 11. So I don't remember him at all then.
So you really didn't know him?
No.
And
his family has a very, very interesting background.
Tell me about it.
Very interesting. San Antonio is named after one of his relatives.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
I'll show you the saint in a few minutes. The saint is 205 years old. Called San Antonio. That was his patron saint. He was called Antonio and he came from Spain. He brought very few possessions with him, but he managed to bring the saint. He was a cadet? What's the word? Cadet? C-A-D-E-T.
Cadet?
Yes. The king sent them from Spain.